This is the Ask Falaschini podcast, where the modern economy is discussed from a skeptic's perspective. Mr. Falaschini helps you distinguish what is sustainable in our economy and what isn't. Not everything that glitters is gold, and not all mud is dirty. The podcaster Mr. Falaschini provides no-nonsense advice. He had it all, lost it all, went bankrupt multiple times, and is now attempting to come back from zero with sustainable growth. There are numerous coaches and preachers on the internet that preach about positive thinking and how life is all roses if you just care to see it that way. Well, Mr. Falaschini is definitely not one of them. We recommend you ask Falaschini to keep it real. He discusses the darker side of the current economic reality, the side that's more important for your personal and business finance. His first intention is to help you keep what you already have. Not to be a complete party pooper, Mr. Falaschini will also hint at the earning opportunities in the economy today. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please like, share, and subscribe. And now it's time to start taking notes. The mic goes to the podcaster, the one and only Mr. Falaschini.
Welcome to the Ask Falaschini podcast with a guest. I'm proud to present Tim Guarcio from Charlotte, North Carolina. Tim is a former soccer player and now a successful entrepreneur who has 6 years of running a successful Christmas lighting business. Tim, please tell us more about yourself. What is your story?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Peter, and all his community. Happy to be here. That was kind of like my very bare bones story. So thank you to my secretary for getting that out there, I guess. But yeah, basically grew up in Mongolia, moved to the States, United States when I was six. And then from there, played soccer all my life, played pro soccer. Played college and then pro, and then got called up for the Mongolian national team. And then I found out that I wasn't making, I like to say, Ronaldo or Messi money. So I decided to start a couple businesses. And the one that's most successful right now is a Christmas lighting company, which we do about $500,000 in about 2 months. And then that's all fully automated or delegated to all my employees. And then now I'm in the investment world where I get to connect different fund managers and investors together to meet their financial goals. So that's been good.
Really interesting story. So how did your professional athlete background help you in business? Could you transfer any of that discipline, any of that focus into your businesses?
Yeah, of course. I think the biggest thing that I learned always hard work. Anything you want in life, whether it's business or you want to be a good achiever in your career or whatever, you just need to always do the work and have an action plan. And then also, you know, working as a team, being able to not only do your part and excel at your part, but being able to work together as a team to reach the common goal of financial success or game success.
I'm really interested in one topic specifically. In football, coach is extremely important and your manager is extremely important person. How is in your business? Do you have a coach in your business and do you have a manager in your business?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Sports and soccer, football can all be related to business as well. I've probably invested $100,000 to $200,000 in just investing in myself from different coaches and learning from different business coaches. So that's always important and you get to learn from them. And then you also need, since you're a business owner, you also need someone to be able to do the work for you. You can't do everything and manage everything. So you need to have a manager there to be able to help bring the vision together and make sure it gets done.
Do you feel like a captain of your team in your company? How do you feel about yourself when you're owner and director? How do you feel? Are you a captain of a team or are you a goalkeeper? How would you describe your position in the company?
Yeah, That's a fun question. Yeah, I would say definitely whoever is appointed the CEO is usually the captain at the end of the day. You need to be able to trust them to make the calls. I would say I was a CEO, or I was that captain, and I still am. Your business is going to go as far as the manager or coach or captain wants to take it. So it relies on you and how far you want to take it. I guess one thing that I see myself, I could be like a center attacking mid or center mid. I help out in the defense, I help out in the offense. I just help wherever I can. And I think as you excel in different businesses or in life, you end up realizing that you basically get paid a lot of money, or you get paid what you do, depending on the problem you solve. So, I'm sure we get paid to just solve a lot of problems.
Okay. So, can you tell us more about your investment business? How is this developing? How does this work?
Yeah, it's an investment firm. So I started, I was trying to figure out how I wanted to grow the home service business nationwide. And it was between franchising, licensing, or private equity firm. So I started looking into a private equity firm and got one up and running about 4 months ago. And that brought me into the investment world, where I'm connected to, while the team is building that, I was able to build relationships and connect with a lot of investors, a lot of fund managers, and be able to be in between connecting them. So that's been really nice too, so that they can reach their financial
goals. Is that a commission-based business? Do you get partnership in the companies? How is business structure? Where's your added value?
Yeah. So my added value is just the fact that I have a really great network. I'm able to talk to people. I'm hungry to do well in the industry, but I also know sales knowledge and business development knowledge. One thing about securities you have to be really careful is they have a lot of compliance rules that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be careful of what you say to people or investors and what you do. And usually I get equity in a business and then able to make that work. So I get to be a business owner.
Are you taking any of these companies public?
I've been in it for less than a year now. So not that I know of, but I know a lot of people in my community and my network that has taken businesses public. So maybe that should be a goal of mine.
Okay. Who's your perfect client?
My perfect client right now, I'm not really looking for anybody, but I really just love meeting people, whether you're an investor or a fund manager, you're an institutional bank or family office. I'm connected to a lot of different deals and funds that as an investor might be good for you and might help you reach your financial goals, or as a fund manager, I'm able to help you be connected to whatever else you need to make that successful, or a person, maybe even a role.
What's the minimum investment right now with your company?
Yeah, right now we don't really take any investments. We work with institutional banks, and we work with a couple deals. So I guess we have a bunch of deals. So if you ever just wanted my suggestion, I could just connect you to some fund managers. I don't get anything. Mm-hmm. I've been my first year. This is my first year. And I told myself I'll provide as much value and give as much as I can. So maybe it won't last. Take advantage of the year while you can. The podcast, Peter's podcast community. If you ever want to reach out to me, have any questions, whether it's business, life, or investments, I can't give financial advice, but I can connect you to people, whatever.
Okay. Do you see yourself as a coach in the future? Because you have such an inspiring story from pro athlete to investment business. Do you see yourself as a coach so that you can consult or coach people on how to do it?
Yeah, I've had, I see myself as a coach every day, whether it be for my brothers or for my family or for people that I care about. And I have had a couple coaching programs, sales. I have a book on a salesperson, but I have a sales program and how to do a Christmas light business program. And it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just ends up being like a job more than anything. So I just help people for fun. And if they need help, because like, I wouldn't be where I am today without all the people that's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that if someone asks for help that I give them back. Now I can't give you an hour every day, but I can give you a message back every once in a while.
Okay. So if any of our listeners would like to start Christmas lighting business or investment business, they can just reach out and talk to you.
Yeah. Or yeah, definitely reach out to me if you're having issues. I mean, there's so many resources out there too. I'm just whatever problem. If you see something that I can help with, definitely reach out.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the most important lesson that you learned in your business career so far?
When you embark on this entrepreneurial or business journey, you actually embark on a journey of self-mastery. So you can learn, I've invested hundreds of thousands in business development, whether it be professional sales, professional marketing, training for my employees and staff or team members. I've invested a lot in myself for personal growth, you know, therapists, coaches, whatever. I guess just the biggest thing, some of the biggest things I've learned are just like sacrificing. You get to be here, you have to be able to sacrifice a lot of time and effort, and then just hard work. At the end of it, you're going to come to a road where the work either needs to be done or it's not going to move and you have to do it, or the business isn't going to grow.
So how important is therapy in the whole scheme of your business?
Yeah, I think therapy is really important in all aspects of your life, being able to talk to somebody about it. And I've done both. It's just good to be able to. I think the biggest thing, therapy, I think it's just getting a perspective from an expert. Mm-hmm. So if it's a relationship, there's people out there that all their whole life they've devoted to relationships and learning about it and how to have a good one. So you have to respect that and you should pay for that. Or there's people, therapists or business coaches, that devoted their whole life to business and whatever it may be, and you're paying for their experience and their perspective. They've experienced things that we haven't. They know things. They are experts in things that we don't necessarily have time for. So that's what you're really paying for.
I know you're also a sales expert. So where should entrepreneurs start? Should they start with the sales training? Should they start with the therapy? Where should they start? What's your take on that?
The place where you start is figuring out, going on Google and figuring out, you know, your primary vision or your primary goal. Like, people will go out there to be a business owner to make a lot of money, but that can only take you so far. But then when you have a different why or a different purpose, like my family or me being an immigrant and being able to make the most of the one life I have, or me, or probably like you, Peter, you're You have a community that cares about you and wants to listen to you. And now that's your goal, to bring your community great people and good advice. So your number one thing to start off with is, one, figure out why you're doing it and what you want to do, and then go from there. There's so many ways to make money.
Okay. Thank you for all these insights. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to take from this interview? Are there any quick tips or even trade secrets that you can share with us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one tip I would have to keep saying is just Peter's community, keep listening to him and, be involved. He's a great person and probably works hard. Things in business, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. Get to know why you're doing it first. And industry insider, yeah, I guess my biggest insider is, if you don't do the work, then you're not going to get it done. A coaching program is really important. It allows you to, one, be connected to a community, but also have a coach that can help you get there. And then also just keep doing, yeah, just you're going to come out of, at certain points in your business journey, you're going to come to points where it's going to really challenge you. And those are the moments where you either step up and do the work, or you go down and the business dies there and it's done.
Thank you for all these insights. And where is the best place that our listeners can reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram at Tim O. Gershio. I'm the Asian guy, Tim Gershio. I'm the Asian guy with a red ring around his profile picture. So probably only Asian Tim Gershio you'll see.
Okay, I'll put all the links in the description below. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for all the wisdom that you have shared. And thank you, Tim, for being my guest tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Mr. Falaschini, for this outstanding podcast. And thank you for listening to the Ask Falaschini podcast until the end. Mr. Falaschini would love to hear your feedback in the comments. And don't forget, if you want to know, ask Falaschini or listen to the Ask Falaschini podcast. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.